Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Thursday, December 5th. Weak exports weighed on corn and wheat, with both finishing lower on the day and near the lower end of the ranges. Beans, however, were able to hang on to some of the earlier gains and finish positive. So first, taking a look at March corn, finished down 1¾ cents at 376¾. Low of the day was 76¼, only had a 3¼ cent range there, but again, finishing near the bottom end. Exports came in pretty weak, 548,000. That was versus estimates of between 500 and 950,000. So down at the lower end of that range, and this was a four-week low there, so not getting any support on the export front. And you've got funds short 120,000 contracts of corn. In the last few days, we had been trading a little bit above that 20-day moving average and then failing there, and today we didn't even get above there. So I think the funds are feeling pretty comfortable defending that short position while we maintain closes underneath that 20-day moving average. Taking a look at wheat, you had March finished down 3¾ cents, 523¾. Kansas City, March down a nickel, 435½. Minneapolis, March down 0.75 cents at 514¼. Kansas City and Chicago both finding some support near the 20-day moving averages recently. In the Chicago contract, that comes in at 520½, a few cents below the close. And in Kansas City, that 20-day moving average at 435¼. So we settled just a quarter cent above there. Again, with outside of any real fundamental news, except for these exports, markets are kind of gravitating towards and bouncing off of these moving averages. We'll see how the funds react if we get through them. Funds short about 25,000 contracts currently in the Kansas City market, and long about 12,000 in Chicago. Exports pretty weak today in wheat, 228,000. That was below the lowest estimate of 250,000. The high end of those estimates came in at 700,000. This was a 24-week low. So again, that weak performance today putting a bit of a lid on the wheat there. And taking a look at beans, you had January finish up 6¼ cents, 884¼. You got the moving averages in the beans, 20-day, 100-day, 200-day, all about 15 to 25 cents above the market. But as oversold as we were over the last 9 to 10 sessions, seeing a little bit of follow-through from yesterday's turnaround. And, you know, all this, again, on the changing rhetoric out of the trade war after Trump got the lows put into beans when he mentioned that we might not need to get a trade deal done until after the election. We got some contradictory reports from other sources saying that trade talks were continuing and there was still a possibility of getting some type of phase one in place before that December 15th deadline, just 10 days away. So again, that putting a bit of support under the market, unable to take out the lows the other day, those September 9th lows at 865. So we'll see how much this rally continues here. Export sales in the beans, also pretty disappointing, 684,000. That was at the lower end of estimates of between 600,000 and 1.15 million. Funds are short about 30,000 contracts in the bean market. USDA did announce a sale this morning of 245,000 beans to unknown, about half of that in 1920 and the other half in 2021. So maybe we'll start to see a bit of pickup there. China possibly coming in and looking to buy some beans on this 80-cent break. Outside markets, we got the dollar trading down 20 ticks at 97.39, crude oil up 9 cents a barrel, 58.52, and stock market up about 20 points at this point in the afternoon. Markets also quieting down ahead of next week's WASDE report, not expecting a whole lot of changes there, maybe just some interesting looks at the world wheat numbers. So we will again have to wait and see how that news comes out. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, if you have any questions, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. It's 877-TT-HEDGE.